What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Quan Lock. He is the founder of BXB. We had a great conversation where he talks about wanting to dethrone Coinbase, some of his past experiences, some of his hidden talents. It's a great time. So let's go check out the interview and I'll catch you on the other side. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Quan Lock. He is the founder of the BXB exchange coming from China, right? Shanghai? Is that where you said you were at, in Shanghai right now?
Yeah, currently in our Shanghai office, but spend most of the time in our Manila office, actually. So Philippines mostly.
Two places I have not been yet. The Philippines is my father-in-law's favorite place in the whole world. And so many other people have told me China's incredible. I got to get over there. So hopefully in the next few months, I will hit both spots so I can see what all the fuss is about, man.
Yeah, definitely. You're always welcome to come. If you ever come, let us know and we'll definitely host you. Love to have you show you around.
It'd be great, man. So, you know, tell us about yourself a little bit. How'd you get into blockchain? How'd you get into crypto? And then, and how'd you get into like running an exchange, right? So that's, it's like, no, I made a little token project. No, I created an exchange. All right, cool. Well, you tell.
Sure. So I grew up in the U.S. around San Francisco Bay Area and then Seattle for college and then also around the Philippines. So it kind of split my time between all. Background traditionally was in finance. So I was working at Russell Investments. I've always been interested in trading in general. And then after working there, I've always wanted to kind of do something with trading. And then I moved to the Philippines to kind of help with an electricity project. So I was trading retail electricity for a bit. And then after that, I wanted to do more. I always like helping people. So I wanted projects that had more impact. And then so I got into project management or project development for rural electricity supplies for the Philippines. Because in the Philippines, there's a lot of different islands. Some people don't have electricity, so we're helping to build new power plants there to provide stable electricity for people. I felt fulfilled with that. But for me, my interest has always been in trading. And I had trading quite a bit in college and then after for work. And I wanted to do something more with that. And I wanted to help more people. And I felt blockchain would allow me to do that. Because I was trying blockchain and like kind of BTC trading during college. And thought it was quite interesting and you could really do a lot with it. So for example, like for regular option trading in the US stock market, you need like a lot of capital to do it. And with cryptocurrency, it's like they really take out that kind of barrier. And you can try a lot more things. And I found the right partners and we created this exchange to really help bring trading in general, not just cryptocurrency trading, but trading in general, you know, make it accessible and bring it to more people so more people can participate in it. And so that's really the whole project behind BXB and kind of why I got into kind of crypto.
Cool, man. So when did you first buy your first Bitcoin?
It was around 2015. I think it was on Coinbase and it was just like speculation, just trying it. It was kind of like a really volatile market. So it's like kind of here and there trying it. I've never held it too long. So I was all more geared towards stocks at that time. But then as kind of 2017 hit, I got really a lot more interested in it and then found that I could really do a lot more in crypto and really bring kind of my vision of helping other people. So that's kind of when this
Gotcha. I wanted to hear something, you know, like tear jerking, right? Like, you know, I was wiring money to Japan in 2013 to this place called Mt. Gox, and I had all this Bitcoin, and then in 2014 it disappeared. So that's why I'm creating the BXB exchange, so that doesn't happen again. Yeah, no.
Not that tear jerking story, but it's more about like, helping other people, bringing them access to trading. Yeah.
Awesome, man. So what separates like BXB from like a Coinbase?
I would say for one is really the products that we have. I think we're one of the only exchanges to have 5 active products. So from Coinbase, you mostly have your spot trading. For us, we have our spot trading. We run an options market. We run a futures market. And then we also have this kind of API or program trading made simple. So before when you wanted to do API trading, you really had to know how to code. But for us, we turned it into a graphical interface. It's really easy for users to build their strategy. We call it stack trading. So users stack up their strategies and execute that. And then also our newest product is tap trading. So it's really gamified high frequency second trading, but in a fun form. And so that's like we give users 3 buttons and they basically buy and sell at any single point in time.
3 buttons, buy and sell at any time.
Sounds like 3 buttons. Buy, sell, close all. Yeah.
So you have like the pull handle, you know, for like the slot machines.
No pull handle. It's just like tapping with your fingers. Because like for when I was training, like I noticed that to get into training is quite difficult, right? You need to know your limit order. You need to know your market orders. What's volume? So for a complete beginner, that's a bit daunting. And we found that to really make it simple and so more people could participate, you need to really simplify the whole process. So for us, we take out all the limit orders, we take out all the market orders, and basically give people a nice interface where they can follow the trend line, and then just the basic principles of buy low, sell high, or they can short as well if they want, so sell and then buy when the price drops. And it's been really catching on in the Philippines and Southeast Asia in general.
It's awesome. So where along are you guys as far as development and what you guys have delivered and what's kind of still to come and for what geographies?
Sure. We have fully developed all our products. I think our stack trading needs a little bit more work, and that's going to come kind of in the next few months. But all our other products are all live currently. And we've been starting, most of our customer base right now is around the Indonesia, Philippine area. That's because like that's where I grew up also in the Philippines. So makes sense that the main market would be there. But we're also pushing towards European markets right now.
I thought you grew up in Oakland.
I did grow up in Oakland and the Philippines. Yeah. So I'd say first 10 years of my life was around Philippines and then Oakland and then Seattle.
I'm just messing with you. That's cool. So as far as your exchange goes, so it's centralized, right? So how do you protect the user's funds, right? So say I put 100 Bitcoin on your exchange. How do we know it's not Mt. Gox, right? How do we know, you know, you're not going to run off to Indonesia with it, right? So...
Yeah, I think, let's see, we're not in this for the quick money. Our systems are quite robust, I would say. So we can prevent hacks. We have millisecond monitoring systems, and then also it's all manual withdrawal. So a person actually uses the withdrawal function. So that way it really helps protect users. And so if anything's coming out of the exchange, we have a real person monitoring it and granting that access. So it really stops people from kind of running away with it. And then also for myself, I think what really makes this exchange different is that we don't cater to professional or institutional traders. So in that sense, like we're not in it for the quick money. We're in it for long term. And I'm saying that because it's like, I don't want to like, you know, if someone puts money in, we're not here to quickly get out, right? If I was here for the quick money, then I'd let all these institutionals or professional traders in, kind of pump up the volume, stuff like that. But we're a very retail focused exchange and want to make like the best trading environment for retail traders. And so one, I guess the manual review for withdrawals, and second is the long-term vision of the exchange.
Gotcha. How much do you guys keep in, you know, cold storage versus, you know, just in your honeypot there that's, you know, centralized and accessible?
I'd say most of it's in cold storage. I'd say once the user comes in, we put it in cold storage. That's because like we can immediately get it out if needed. Because it's all manual reviews.
You guys have multi-sig wallets. You guys have multiple people that, you know, are required to sign before they can take out funds from, you know, cold storage.
Yeah, we have like a security team of about, let's see, 5 people. So they all work together and do the reviews and stuff and make sure. And then we have manual, for larger reviews, we ask for a lot more documentation from the person.
Cool. And then customer service, you guys said you're retail driven. So, you know, with Monarch Wallet, you know, being the builder and co-founder of that, you get bombarded with questions all the time. People don't realize that you need Ethereum to send ERC-20 tokens. And they think that you're the bad guy because they can't send funds from a decentralized wallet because they don't have Ethereum in it. They don't know. How do you guys handle, you know, being, you know, customer focused and consumer focused, how are you guys going to handle, you know, the massive influx of people coming in that aren't blockchain experts that are going to have all these questions? What kind of support staff do you guys have?
Sure. We run a 24-hour customer support staff. We have about, let's see, I think 12 people running that. So there's always someone online on our customer service support, any technical issues or any customer service related, they can reach out to us on our website or on our Telegram group. So we try to make it as accessible as possible. And I think it's been very good. Like on the Telegram group, when people ask questions, they're very happy afterwards. It's like, wow, thank you so much, BXB Exchange. You guys are so nice. And I think that's kind of like how we want to run it. It's just like make it friendly and make it engaging for people.
Yeah, that's, you got to take care of your customers, right? Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that take care of us, right? So
definitely.
Very cool. Did you want to show us something on your screen there? I know in the beginning you'd said that you wanted to maybe show us, you know, how something works.
Yeah, I wanted to show you guys like how this tap trading is and how it's very different from a lot of the different products out there. So I think, apologize, this is our Android version. So traditionally, right, when you trade, I was saying that you have your limit orders, market orders and stuff. It's quite confusing. So we've taken that whole process and this is our new product, Tap Trading. So basically, users come in, they select their volume amount. So from 1 to 100, we'll just go into the 5 and then we'll go to Tap Trading. And basically, the 3 buttons I was talking about, buy, sell, close all. So the trend line comes and I can basically buy and sell at any single point in time. And then I can buy multiple buy orders or multiple sell orders and then basically close all if I want to close it all. And then we have our stop loss and take profit here so users can protect themselves. But basically you're placing live BTC futures trade and we've made it into a fun environment so people, you know, have fun while trading.
It's awesome. Trade. We'll put the link up for people so that way they can go try it out. One of the things that I kind of, you know, smirked and laughed at was when he actually, you know, sold, it said win. So it was,
it's fun. So when people have four, like each win round up to four, creates a different sound. So if you go on a streak, it's like, you'll hear different sounds and stuff. And then, at the end, there's like a cool ending sound. So,
Cool.
It's very, very unique, very interesting. Yeah.
All right. And so this is live now. People can go sign up for it. How many users do you guys currently have right now?
Right now, we have about 20,000 registered users. Most of them, like I mentioned, are in the Philippines and Indonesia. Actually, most of our traders, I'd say majority, have never tried crypto or trading in general. And so that's really been, like, for me, that I'm happy to hear that because it's like that's really creating that vision of making trading accessible. And actually, our top trader, it's a 20-year-old who's never traded at all, and she uses this product every day. And she's like doing really, really well. So it's it just brings joy to me, I guess, hearing that.
It's awesome, man. We'll make sure to get the links out for people so they can go check it out. But then, you know, kind of back to you a little bit. So, you know, you're in crypto now, but, you know, before that, I mean, obviously something kind of, you know, sculpted your life and made you kind of the man you are today. Is there maybe a book that had some kind of, you know, help in doing that you recommend to other people? Maybe some book that was important to you that kind of like opened your eyes and made you go the entrepreneurial route?
I think it wasn't necessarily a book, but I would say it's like how I was brought up. So in the Philippines, I come from a background of builders, construction workers, family business in the Philippines. We run a kind of conglomerate who focus on mining, construction, power generation. So to me, it's like growing up, my grandfather kind of really showed me that it's business is a lot more about than making money. It's more about helping other people. Because he would usually take me around to different projects and I'd get to see kind of the impact these like projects had on people's lives, say like the power generation projects or the skyways that help, you know, alleviate traffic. And so for me, it's like I always knew I wanted to create something bigger. And I really got the chance around 2017 when I partnered with the right people to really create this vision and really bring what I wanted all along. So it's like, It's been a lot long time coming, but I think that genes were really ingrained in me from a young age.
Very cool, man. Yeah, family, mentorship, all that kind of good stuff, right? What about any hidden talents? You got some kind of talent that the world doesn't know about? You can you can tell us here.
talents. Let's see. I think photography is like I guess a hidden talent. I don't really share too much about it on social media. I really like going to places and taking pictures. It usually just stays on my like SD card on my computer.
I was going to say, that's kind of the opposite of social media, right? You go out and you take pictures and you're supposed to share them on your social media. You're like, no, it's my SD card. My eyes only.
I think it's more so like a bit of laziness. And then also it's like, for me, like I never got the hang of social media before. So I'm like slowly getting more into it. So that's why like my social media is quite bad at the moment.
Yeah, it becomes more and more important, especially, you know, having an exchange or just hire a CMO that understands it really, really well. So that way they can spread the word and maybe throw up some of your pictures for you, man. So
yeah, they do. They're telling me I need to post more. So I've been trying to post more. But oh, yeah.
Gotcha. What's a talent you wish you had that you don't?
Talent I wish I had. Let's see. I wish I could be able to, I think being able to understand different cultures quicker. I think that's like, as we do this blockchain project, I find that I don't really understand, like each country and each culture is very different. And so I found that we really need to go there and be there for a while to really see it. And so I think the talent I wish is like, I could have that sooner and then it'd be a lot easier to go to different markets and understand people better.
Very cool. And if you had a time machine, you could go anytime you want. You could go in the future, you could go in the past, but you had to stay there, right? So you could go forward as far as you want or back as far as you want, but you had to stay there. When would it be and why?
Oh, let's see. I think it would be back when I was like a teenager. It seems like
when everything was great. Mom and dad paid for everything. No work.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. It's like now it's like so much responsibility and stuff. I mean, it's fun and all, but like, you know, when you're a teenager, like everything's paid for and your parents take care of you and stuff. And now it's like everything's kind of crazy. But I think I also say when I was a teenager, because like there was a lot more risk I could take back then. And like even if something failed, it didn't really matter. But as you grow older and stuff, like you have more responsibility, like people to take care of and stuff. So some of the risks you can't take as you're older, but yeah, as a teenager, it's like, it's worry-free most of the time.
Well, man, don't feel bad. You look like you're still a teenager. All right. So you can still be living with mom and dad and nobody would second guess you, man. You look 16 to 18. So you're doing great.
Yeah.
Awesome, my friend. Well, hey, it's been great getting to hear, you know, your story, hearing all the things that you're doing at VXP Exchange. We'll make sure to get all the links out for people so they can come try you guys and hit those little three buttons, right, and win. That was pretty cool. So we'll make sure to get all the links out and make sure you keep us posted on all your successes and all your future updates and all that kind of cool stuff. So thanks so much for making time for us. God bless, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Big thanks to Quan. Appreciate you coming on and telling us your story and all the cool stuff that you're trying to do in the space. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.